Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So I thought that the wise, the successful Joe Biden would essentially cruise to re-election. That would be one of the easiest things in the world to do, given all the wonderful things that are happening. So why, pray tell, does Kamala Harris, why is she reportedly looking to fix the campaign strategy? I don't know. How desperate do you have to be to say, maybe Kamala needs to come in and help us out here? I'm telling you, folks, it's we can't make this kind of stuff up. But we're happy and ready to report it to you. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. Glad to be with you, of course. We have an awful lot to tell you about and talk to you about here on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to opine, you can also head over to my home website. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. By the way, welcome to everybody listening to us on the GCN Network this morning, of course, also on our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. And folks, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got links to listen live. You can also go to GCNLive.com if you want to pick up the live streams for the program. GCN, of course, distributes our program out to all of our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. And so once again, we gather together. Once again, we are here. And once again, we are going to tell you the unbelievable. We're going to tell you the fantastical. All these things that the Democrat Party elite, the Biden administration, and the Biden campaign have cooked up for you. And I think that's sort of a mild way of putting it. But in all seriousness, though, folks, on the program today, of course, we'll tell you about what Kamala Harris is doing, evidently, to save the Biden campaign. We'll also tell you about what's happening, of course, at the UN Security Council. The U.S. ended up vetoing that resolution about ceasefire in Israel and Rafah and so forth. But we're going to start off this morning. Check this out, folks. Check this out. This from Newsmax. New York Attorney General Letitia James says she is prepared to seize Donald Trump's assets, including 40 Wall Street, if he does not have the cash to cover the $355 million judgment against him in the civil fraud case that ended last week. You know, something tells me, folks, that, you know, they might have done some mathematics. They might have said to themselves, gee, if we impose this arbitrary number, if we impose this ridiculous, you know, cartoonishly absurd amount of money onto Donald Trump after really nothing had ever gone wrong, well, maybe, just maybe, he won't be able to get the cash right away. Maybe, just maybe, he won't be able to actually make this happen. I mean, that's a hard hurdle to jump over, isn't it? $355 million, and then it expands from there to, I believe, over $400 with interest. So you tell me, my friends, you tell me whether or not this was already sort of, you know, in the offing, that they were going to impose this ridiculous, as I said, cartoonishly absurd amount of money onto Donald Trump, knowing full well that it would be likely impossible to get that kind of money, because you have to pay the money, basically, you put up the bond in order to proceed to the next appeal or to the appeal and the next step in this process. And so, like I said, you tell me that they weren't ready for that. And they said to themselves, you know what, we'll let a couple of days go by. And again, I'm just speculating here. I think that, it's the one thing that might make a little bit of sense. Because suddenly, oh, well, we can seize his assets. Oh, that's what we'll do. Yeah, we can seize his assets, and that'll really ruin him. I mean, we'll bar him from doing business in the state of New York. We're going to bar his kids from doing business for 2 years, Donald Trump 3 years. We know that this is going to be a catastrophe. This is going to be an avalanche of mega proportions. Then we'll seize his assets. Yeah, that sounds like a plan, doesn't it? James made the comments in an interview with ABC News on Tuesday. Quote, if he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets. You know, that must have made her feel really good. You know, almost maybe better than the speech she gave the other day about how Donald Trump might have authored the art of the deal, but he has now perfected the art of the steal. How dramatic, how cinematic, this major performance that had just taken place. And again, I'll repeat what I said before. The one thing that ran through my mind when she was giving her speech was, you know, who's going to play me in the movie? Wow. Who's going to play me in the movie? Boy, this is going to be one of the most triumphant movie scenes in all of cinema history, because we will have finally begun the process. And the words would come up after that from that day forward. Donald Trump, you know, continued to falter. And it was all Letitia James who made this happen. In fact, she ran on it. She said she was going to get Donald Trump, and by golly, by gosh, she did. She went out there and she made that happen, and they went on to seize his assets. And he couldn't run for president anymore, and democracy was saved. I don't know why I'm in this mood this morning, my friends, but I am, because I see this kind of thing, and you just know. I mean, this isn't some kind of, well, you know, I guess it'd just be a last resort, you know, we'll have to do that. But everybody knows that this particular judgment, this particular imposition of the fine, this is all politics, folks. It's all designed about you not being able to vote who you want to vote for. It's all about, no, wait a minute, you have now gone against the grain one too many times, and we are going to make sure that nobody ever thinks to do that again. Now, when we come back, you'll hear Governor Hochul saying, oh, business people shouldn't be alarmed. They're all honest business people in New York. It's just about Donald Trump. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2 month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2 month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you so much for the direct message. Richard the Marine, checking in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, hello, Mr. Kyle. Rain still coming down, 48 degrees. Have a great evening. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you so much. And Semper Fi, of course, right back at you. And I think we got about 55 degrees. And we've got some rain that's just been going on all day. I think it's supposed to kind of move out in the morning. And my area has not been so bad, so I'm kind of thankful for that. But I know that in other parts of L.A. and so forth, they've had some other issues and so forth. But this atmospheric river moves on, and it'll be moving on into other parts, I believe, of the Southwest, I think. And also we've got weather moving over into the Rockies as well. So we'll tell you about more about that, of course, as we get to the first hour national weather look that we take. So thanks again, Richard the Marine. Appreciate it so very much. Once again, Semper Fi. And folks, you can be like Richard. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and you can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message and you're off and running from there. All right. Well, we were talking about this. This idea that Letitia James, Attorney General in New York, could likely seize the assets of Donald Trump if Donald Trump doesn't pony up the money in time here. And again, I think a lot of this reaction to this fine has just been really, people just think it's bizarre. I think they're really taken aback by this. This is 100% just evidence that the fix is in, the politics have taken over. This is just one of many attacks on Donald Trump in order to keep him from being able to run or any of these kinds of things. And it's really most unfortunate because you know what they need to do? You know, they need to try to win the election. You know, that would be the, well, don't you think that would be the one thing that would be so devastating to Donald Trump is that if he didn't win the election, you know, and, but again, they also understand this too, my friends, the far left, the Democrat Party elite, in my opinion, they understand that, people don't like their ideas. They really don't. I mean, there is a core, and some people will sort of follow along with that. But they really, unless they can impose these things or legislate from the bench or do all this kind of stuff, you know, they really can't get their way. And even so, I mean, with government mandates, and we know now that now the Biden administration is starting to kind of hit the brakes, no pun intended, on the EV transition or the requirements thereof. And, you know, they realize that they're pushing people, you know, just so far here, and they're not going to be able to sustain this kind of thing, I think. Now, whether they could, you know, think that they're going to steal the election or do all this kind of stuff, I think they always work towards doing whatever they can. But overall, why not just let Donald Trump go out there and run for president? I mean, if he's so terrible, as Hillary Clinton would explain, he's going to be a dictator on day one. He wants to round up people based on how they look, and doesn't matter if they're Americans or not. Just doesn't matter, you know, this kind of stuff. Well, then, you know, go out and beat him fair and square, you know. And show you have faith in the people. Because you know who has faith in the people? The conservatives. I really do think so. I really do think they have faith in the people. They have the kind of faith in the people, my friends, that says, look, we don't have to, you know, do page after page and page after page of explanation. We don't have to sort of talk you to death. You know, we just say, look, the proof's in the pudding. The proof is in the results of these things. And also, maybe apply some common sense. Hey, do you think the border should be completely open? Do you think we ought to have some idea of who's pouring into the country? Not that we don't want people to come to America and have a better life and assimilate and become part of the American dream. But should people come across the border who we have no idea who they might be? And we have no idea what they might do once they get here? Oh, I'm sorry. That's racist. Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's just being racist. No, it's not being racist. And they know that, by the way. They know that. Let's listen in to Governor Hochul, Kathy Hochul of New York. She was quoted on WABC 770, I believe. This is where this quote comes from. And she's saying that I know many of the business people in New York, by and large, they're honest people, and they're not trying to hide their assets. So all this in response to the idea that you know, what has now happened in New York with this judgment against Donald Trump, it should be worrying for anybody. We were talking about it yesterday on the program with our various guests and so forth. Yeah, this is the message. You better be in line. You better walk the party line. You better, you know, just not say anything untoward, because the moment you do, you know, oh, by the way, we have all this power over you. We can generate virtually anything we want to. And then we can just, you know, and then we can say, you know what, even though you didn't do anything, you're not remorseful, are you? And we're just going to impose a large fine upon you because of your remorsefulnessness, right? That's a word, right? Remorsefulness. I am laughing. I'm not laughing because it's all so funny. I'm laughing because it is absurd. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's listen to Governor Hochul tell you everything's going to be all right. I guess as long as you're an honest business person, let's listen in.
I know many of the business people in New York City, and by and large, they are honest people, and they're not trying to hide their assets, and they're following the rules. And so this judge determined that Donald Trump did not follow the rules. He was prosecuted, and truly the governor of the state of New York does not have a say in the size of a fine. I think that this is really an extraordinarily unusual circumstance, that the law-abiding and rule-following New Yorkers who are business people have nothing to worry about, because they're very different than Donald Trump and his behavior.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. I get it now. Okay. Well, hold on. Hold the phone, because I think I'm starting to have an epiphany, a shining forth, a bursting forth. It's Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump is bad. Now I understand. See, sometimes, folks, we just have to have a travesty because the circumstances just demand it, I guess. And so we don't want all you honest business people to be frightened by this, amazing display of power. Because we're just going to use it for good. You know, we're protecting our democracy. I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, this is really something, isn't it? It really, really is. So everybody get on board. All the Democrats get on board. It's no big deal. The judge did the right thing. Letitia James campaigned, Soviet Union style, it would seem, to, hey, I'm going to pervert the justice system. That's my take on it, right? I'm going to pervert the justice system, and I'm going to go after this guy because that is our goal. That's our objective. That's exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to just love doing it, by the way. And we're going to be there, and we're going to take what we want, and we're going to demonstrate to everyone that you better not mess with us. You better not mess with us, or there is going literally to be hell to pay. But here's the thing. But if you're a law-abiding, honest business person in New York, don't worry. Well, go talk to Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, who we heard a great quote yesterday on the program. And he's been sort of making the rounds here, it seems. And he's been making so much sense. And he is, I think the epitome of the business person and so forth. And he doesn't want to touch New York with a 10-foot pole at this point, or California, for that matter. California has its own other problems, which would translate to Gavin Newsom, by the way, should he become the nominee at some point. But, folks, again, we see this stuff on display. We see this stuff on display, and it is not pretty, is it? Not pretty at all. Okay, so when we come back from the bottom of the hour break, we will tell you a little bit about what Kamala Harris evidently is. she's having to now get in the mix, I guess, to try to fix the Biden campaign strategy. And again, if everything was going so well, why does it need to be fixed? I'm just curious. I mean, that's just me asking that question. Little old me, that's I think what everybody would be thinking. And then also, of course, Joe Biden, he basically just kind of laughed off the idea that Gavin Newsom, maybe he better be getting ready, or is there a plan B going into 2024? like I said, we can't make this stuff up. Folks, it is the Wednesday morning edition. We are rolling along. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you want to head over, send us a direct message. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you. USA News Update. The United States is advocating for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza that includes the release of hostages held by Hamas. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller emphasized that an unconditional pause in fighting without the release of hostages only benefits Hamas. The U.S. is gearing up to impose significant new sanctions on Russia following the passing of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
What I came to tell you was, I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
President Biden says the sanctions aim to hold Russia responsible for Navalny's death and for its actions during the conflict in Ukraine. President Biden's brother James Biden will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president on Wednesday. James Biden is set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And welcome back. As we continue racing through and, of course, rocking through the Wednesday edition, wherever you're listening from, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're spending some time with us here in the overnights across America. We are talking, of course, about news and politics and pretty much everything else in between. If you're new to the program, welcome. And you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you want to send us a direct message, find out a little bit more about me, the program. And you can also pick us up, of course, live on our live streams. Of course, head over to GCNLive.com as well. GCNLive.com, and you'll find their live streams there. You can listen to the program from wherever you're listening from. And by the way, if you're in an area where we're not on a radio station near you, you can always help to make that happen. You can call your local radio station, ask them to contact GCN, and they will get them set up from there. It's just that easy, and we sure do appreciate it when people do that. So definitely check it out, and or go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Drop us a message and let us know what you'd like, and we'll see if we can make that happen. All right, so once again, folks, we're back here, Wednesday edition. Continues. This from the New York Post. The White House has just proven that Republican objections to the Senate border deal were right all along. Yep. In a leaked preview of next month's State of the Union address in Axios, a quote, source close to Biden unquote, i.e. a top White House staff member, has revealed that President Biden is considering the bold move, quote unquote, of issuing, get this, quote, an executive order that would dramatically staunch the record flow of migrants into the Southwest. Hold the phone. Are you meaning to tell me? I'm going to be like Joe Biden. I'm going to whisper. Are you meaning to tell me that Joe Biden hasn't already done everything at the border? Remember when he said the other day, I've done all I can at the border. He was out by the helicopter, and he was telling us that. We didn't believe it then, of course, because we knew it was wrong. So back to the article. So he really did have the power to do this, just like the GOP said. What was it Mike Johnson was saying the other day, my friends? Mike Johnson was saying, look, if he would just, get back to the Remain in Mexico, for example, that policy from the Trump era, that would have a dramatic effect on people coming across the border. Give us a chance to regulate this. And that's not unreasonable, okay? And people across the country, I think, realize that the border situation is completely out of control. It's not about a lack of compassion. It's not about, being a racist or any of those kinds of ridiculous things that everybody gets accused of. It's about having a reasonable and a practical approach to having a secure border. Other countries go out to secure their borders. I mean, can you go sneak into other countries for real and do what people do in this country? Not really. And of course, that's an absurd sort of thing to say. But sometimes I feel like we have to say it, because otherwise some people out there might just think, well, it's no big deal. This happens all over the place. No, not really. So, again, this is a great opinion piece by Mark Kerkorian over at the New York Post. He said, he really did have the power to do this, just like the GOP said. It was just last month that Biden claimed, as I said, I've done all I can do to stop the border crisis. In pushing for the terrible Schumer-Lankford bill, he said, if that bill were law today, I'd shut down the border right now. And I think they also know that it didn't have a ghost of a chance of becoming law. So you can say whatever you want. If that bill was law today, I would do thus and such. And whatever you say after that, I would do whatever. It doesn't matter, because that bill's not going to become law. So that's like a free thing. And it just becomes a campaign thing. Oh, wow, he would. Well, those Republicans, they're terrible. Why are they holding all this back? I thought they wanted to fix the border. And they get this chance, and they're not fixing the border. That's where all this is designed to evoke. That's what it's designed to do for you. He goes on, well, we all know that Biden is, quote, an elderly man with a poor memory, but can he really have forgotten that he always had this authority and to choose effectively open borders instead, and choose rather to effectively open the borders instead? No, the problem is not in the president's cognitive decline, real as that is. Rather, it's an administration that's been lying for 3 years and has finally realized. Get this, folks. This is gold right here. This is gold. They've been lying about this for 3 years and finally realized, the administration that is, it has a political problem. Uh-oh. Well, in that case, we better start doing things then. We better, this is going to affect the election here. Shortly after kickstarting the border crisis, the president said the immediate jump in illegal immigration was perfectly normal. It happens every single solitary year, quote unquote. Recently impeached Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has repeatedly assured Congress and the public that the border was secure. You remember that? You remember how he would say, oh, no, it's all good. It's all good. And just recently, he started saying there's a border crisis. I mean, they must think we have the memory problems. We're just a bunch of folks with a huge memory problem, evidently. So of course he was completely he's caught, liar, liar, pants on fire on that whole thing. Let's listen in here briefly. We've got the Secretary of, Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. And he was asked about the border issue and asked about this bill that, of course, is gone nowhere. And is pretty much, the question's kind of muffled, so we're going to hear his response to it. But the question essentially was, have you simply given the Democrats something to campaign on by not going along with this bipartisan bill? Let's listen into Speaker Johnson.
No, not at all. Look, the American people are with us on this issue. I mean, they are with us because they understand you have to actually solve the problem. And the product that was produced by the Senate did not solve the problem. You've all heard us hammer over and over H.R. 2, right? That was our signature piece of legislation that we passed many, many months ago, last year. And the reason that all those components are important, again, is because they have to fit together. That's got to solve the problem. You have to address all of them. The Senate bill didn't do that, and that's why it was rejected over there. We have to do it. It's been mentioned that I've been requesting a meeting with the president for weeks now, a month. I've been asking to sit down with the president to talk about the border and talk about national security, and that meeting has not been granted. And I'm going to continue to insist on that because they're very serious issues that need to be addressed. And if the Speaker of the House can't meet with the President of the United States, that's a problem. I don't know why they're uncomfortable having the President sit across the table from me, but I will go in good faith because we have to solve this issue and do every single thing we can. And as you know, he has a broad arsenal of executive authority that he could use right now. He could have used yesterday. He could have used months ago to stem the flow.
Okay, stop right there. How wonderful is that, by the way? I mean, that's Speaker Johnson is just, he is rocking it right there. There's no doubt about that. Because, again, going back to this wonderful opinion piece in the New York Post, evidently, in the State of the Union address next month, a source close to Biden has revealed that President Biden is considering a, quote, bold move of issuing, quote, an executive order that would dramatically staunch the record flow of migrants into the Southwest. There's an echo in here somewhere, folks. This is, again, very, very telling. Very telling. But I'm going to tell you this, though. Where the rubber's meeting the road here, do not be deceived. Don't be deceived by this when this State of the Union speech comes out or if they announce it ahead of time. Because what they're doing is the same old bait-and-switch tactic that the Democrat Party elite do every single time the elections come around. They'll start saying things and intimating and sometimes even partially doing things that look as if they're going to be more in tune with John and Jane Q. Public, across the highways and byways, that they're going to be applying some of these common sense approaches and this kind of thing. They only do that because they know that that's what's going to play better. But they have no intention of actually making good on those things. And then after the election is done, it's back to business as usual. Because you know why? Well, we learned that from Obama, right? Well, elections have consequences. And, now it's time to sit down and shut up because we're in charge now. That's, again, how it goes. Don't be deceived. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Girl, she's always there for you.
Kyle Warren with you as we race through this Wednesday edition of the program. All right, and always good advice. Tell her about it. That's always good advice. You can't go wrong with that. All right, wonderful to be back, of course, everybody. Glad to be with you this morning. And we have an awful lot more to tell you about and talk about as we continue through the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning across America. And at this point in the program, of course, it's time to play our first song of the morning. And then we'll take a quick look at some of the national weather. And then, of course, we'll be climbing up to the top of the hour. It all goes by so very, very fast. That's one of our jobs here on the show. And by the way, this is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. But one of the best parts of this job, and one of our jobs, is to make sure that the morning does go by pretty quick for you, especially if you're out there, if you're working a job, if you're working a shift. If you're driving a truck, if you're making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, whatever it is that you're doing out there this morning, we're just glad that we're along for the ride any way, shape, or form with you, and that hopefully we're bringing a smile to your face and keeping you informed. Well, I tell you what, we got a great song lined up here this morning. It's actually one of my favorites going back a ways here, but it's a song That's from Mike and the Mechanics. Mike Rutherford, of course, of Genesis fame, and his band, the Mechanics. This is All I Need Is a Miracle. I think we kind of deserve one here, and if you need one this morning, well, this is heading out to you. So sit back, enjoy, and turn it up. And Mechanics, Mike Rutherford, of course, of Genesis fame. You'd often see Mike Rutherford playing bass and, of course, guitar as well, along with Phil Collins and, of course, Tony Banks. Made up the core of Genesis, of course, in the later years. So, all right, a pretty cool song, and I just kind of came across that earlier today, and I thought, yeah, I like that. It's pretty cool. So let's use that on the program tonight. So hope that you enjoyed it. And let's take a quick look here, of course, at what's happening in terms of our national weather. This is from the National Weather Service. Rain and snow showers will gradually weaken across the state of California before coming to an end tonight. In the meantime, snow showers will produce 6 to 12 inches of snow for the Intermountain West and Central Rockies. Surface cyclogenesis over the lee of the Rockies will support strong west-southwesterly winds carrying dry air out of the southwest and into southern high plains this afternoon. Thus, the Storm Prediction Center issued a central risk of fire weather, get this, folks, over portions of southeastern New Mexico and into far western Texas. So that's different. The upper-level trough responsible for the unsettled weather in the west will quickly move across the Rockies, as I was mentioning earlier, move across the Rockies and into the plains by Thursday. This will spawn a low-pressure system over the central southern plains, which will tap some moisture from the Gulf of Mexico as it moves across the Mississippi Valley. This interaction will produce rain, showers, and scattered thunderstorms across the Midwest Ohio Valley on Thursday. And meanwhile, an upper ridge will generate temperatures that are well above average across the plains and Mississippi Valley today. Temperatures will be anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees above average in those areas. Southerly flow will send mild temperatures streaming into the East Coast on Thursday ahead of the approaching low pressure systems. All right, so the Florida Peninsula, by the way, for our friends in Florida, will remain below average temperature through the end of the week. So you may need to put on a jacket or bring a sweater. So be careful wherever you are. We want you to get there in one piece, obviously. And once again, folks, we're glad to be with you here on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program, if you'd like to opine live on the air. Or you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message anytime. Day or night, we always get them, and we really do appreciate it. And so you have that opportunity there. And so once again, when we come back from the top of the hour news, we'll continue telling you about what's Kamala Harris evidently has got to get involved with the Biden campaign, evidently to fix where it's going or what it's doing. I can't imagine. I don't know. She's not the first person that I would ask about that, but I, at this point, maybe they're willing to do virtually anything. And meanwhile, an FBI informant who lied about Biden's Ukraine's ties had contact with Russians. This, according to prosecutors. So we'll tell you about that on the other side of the break of the top of the hour news. That is also the California deficit seen rising up by some $15 billion. Now that would be bad in and of itself, right? But at the same time, revenue is dropping because you got people leaving the state. The tax base ain't what it used to be, right? All kinds of things are happening in California. Now, you tell me. Now, I understand why the telegenic Gavin Newsom might be their first pick to replace Joe Biden if, in fact, he were to step down for the campaign. But you tell me. You know, how wonderful it would be for Gavin Newsom to be the nominee. You know, California would become under such a microscope. And I really don't think that the star power or any of that kind of stuff would actually be enough to really sort of counteract that. Because what's happening in California is a model in so many ways, at least the governance model and the way that things are rolled out and the policies, all those things are really, it really is a model for the rest of the nation by way of the Democrat Party elite. That's kind of how they want everything to be. So if you could put California under the microscope and hold it up as this is going to be the goal. If Gavin Newsom were to become president, I mean, that would not work out very well. Of course, you know, he would have, it would be very, it would be an uphill battle, obviously, for a lot of reasons, even with Joe Biden. But I don't know, would that just be a gift to the GOP? Because I think people would start to say, wait a minute, we don't want the same thing happening here that's happening in California on this larger scale. All right, folks, stay right there. Top of the hour news is next. Hour number one in the books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.